I'm just going to welcome one of our pastors up here, Pastor Gabriel Webb. He is a man of God, and he is going to bring the word to us tonight. So let's just prepare our hearts, pull out our Bibles, and get ready.
Awesome. Well, if you got a Bible, which I hope you do tonight, go to the book of Psalm. I got three different scriptures here tonight. So, the book of Psalms, chapter 33. Psalms 33, verse 13 says this. It's through 15. It says, "The Lord looks down from heaven; he sees all the sons of men or the daughters of men." Verse 14. "From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works." Also go to Psalms chapter 90, verse 8. While you're flipping there, I'm going to read that one again. "The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From their place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works." Psalms 90, verse 8 says this in the Amplified Version. It says, "Our iniquities, our secret heart and its sin, which we would so like to conceal even from ourselves, you, God, have set in the revealing light of your countenance." I like how it says. I'm going to read it again. It's a lot of words because it's the Amplified. "Our iniquities, our secret heart and its sins, which we would so like to conceal even from ourselves, you have set in the revealing light of your countenance." That's some pretty crazy stuff. Sounds like God likes to look at us, huh? And that God knows us. And that from his dwelling place, he knows some stuff. Hebrews chapter 4. This will be the last one, and then we'll pray. Hebrews 4, chapter 12, you've heard it before. You've probably read it. You can probably teach me from it. But tonight I'm going to teach you from it. "For the word," this is the Amplified also. Does anyone have an NIV in the front? Noelle, you got an NIV? I'm going to borrow from you in a second. But I'm going to read it from the Amplified first. It's kind of confusing. So actually, let me read it first in the NIV. And then I'll read it out of the... You're in Hebrews 11. Hebrews 13. What did I say? Hebrews 13?
Oh, did I say 12?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm the idiot, not you. Sorry. I'm sorry. I said 4:12. Well, I just flipped. I'll flip back for you.
Hebrews 4:12. It says this: "For the word of God is living and active." "Sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." "Nothing." Say nothing. Say nothing. What are you doing? All right. "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare, bare but naked, before the eyes of him to whom we must give account." I just titled my message, "Bare Butt Naked." That was random, but I'm going to title it, "Bare Butt Naked." Here you go. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm going to read that Amplified. We're taking time because we believe the Word of God is what? Alive and active. I'm going to read this again in Amplified. Check it out. "For the Word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, or the soul, and the immortal," which is the spirit, "and of joints and marrow, of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. And not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to do," or "with whom we will give an account. Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you that your word, the word that we're reading, this written word is alive, it's active because you've spoken it, that you have revealed it to us in these days and this time. God, we thank you for it. And God, we thank you that your word will not turn void. God, it will produce fruit, and you're going to do good things in us tonight. You're going to minister to us tonight, and we thank you for that. God, I'm asking you to help us who have deaf ears to hear. Help us who are easily distracted, to not be distracted tonight, but to receive your word tonight. God, help us not only hear your word, but God, teach us how to live it out and walk in it day in and day out. God, we want to be obedient to you. God, we ask tonight in all things, God, that you would receive all the glory and all the honor. And God, that your name will be glorified. Amen. Amen. Hey, Elias, have we got that video? Awesome. Hey, guys, watch this video real quick.
Is that, sir?
It's you, Max.
It's Maxie.
He's Agent 63.
Lloyd, may I have the COS, please?
Oh, I'm so happy! I'm so happy! This is the best day of my life!
Max, you didn't push the button hard enough.
I think that's it. Funny, haha. Has anybody ever seen that movie before? Am I the only one? Or? Steve Carell. I think, I was just telling somebody about it, I think it's a pretty clean movie. I don't think there was no sex scenes or anything like that. We recommend and we advise, and wow, she got blessed with that word. But we do recommend not watching movies with sex scenes in it. Amen. And so if we show a movie on here, like, we're not going to show like Scarface or anything like that. I've never seen that movie. No, I actually have, a long time ago. Did I just say that on the mic? I just said that on the mic. But this is a pretty good movie. I thought it was really funny. I think it's clean. I think the only thing that's physical or sexual is they kissed, I think, at the end. But anyway, good movie. But they do it what? Oh, they do it. They like make out in Fireproof. That was like a Christian movie, and they like made out. But they're married. That's good, right? We need that. We preach it. I just thought it was funny because I was thinking about this idea that about being seen and being hidden. I thought it was funny that he thought nobody saw him. But have you guys ever done that before? Have you ever, like, you're talking on the phone and you're like, hold on, I have to, like, you know, talking to a girl or a guy and they're like, I like you. And you're like, oh, hold on a second. And you get all excited, and you're like, hello? They're like, hey. And they're like, oh, shoot, you know. I've never done that before. But I'm sure you have. But it's kind of like that awkward moment where you don't really know what. You're just kind of like, yeah, my brother stepped on my toe. I was yelling, you know. And you just try to make excuses for why you were so excited. But really, you were flattered. And so you just kind of get excited. But I was in California last week, the great state of Cali. It's not really a great state. It's kind of a horrible state. I'm not like speaking death over it. I'm just preaching the truth. Come on. I don't think I could ever live there. I think they have like one lake in that whole place. And I just have to live by a lake. Like at least driving I have to at least walk to a lake. You know what I mean? Anyway, and so I'm in Cali last week, and we go to Disneyland. Anybody been to Disneyland? Yeah, brother. We went on Splash Mountain. Me and Matt Simpson went on Splash Mountain, and it was a good time. I got really wet on that thing, but there's like a few good rides there. It's a good place to go, and I think it's kind of cheesy and corny, you know, as I think the kids are too kiddy, and you know, I thought it was funny that right when we walked in there, we saw somebody, like, yelling, and they're all ticked off and stuff, and we're like, this is supposed to be the happiest place in the world. What are you mad about? It's definitely not the happiest place in the world. Where was I going with that? Okay, so I'm at Disneyland, and I'm walking down the park, and I'm just enjoying my walk, you know, and I just started, the thought came to me, man, you know, what if, I'm going to go deep really quick, not really deep, but just kind of deep, I'm going to get off the surface and go a little underneath, all right, what if everything, or every single person that was walking through Disneyland saw everybody else's junk, like everybody else's problems, everybody else's sins, everybody else's insecurities, everybody else's anger issues, and all their stuff. Would they still walk around the way they walk around? Would they still act like everything's good in the hood? Would they still perk their backs up and stand up straight and tall and act like everything's all right? Or would they just probably all stay in their houses and not leave? Probably wouldn't even leave their bedrooms. I think it's a scary thought. And it was random, but I really felt like the Lord was putting it on my heart and just is asking me, do you know that I know everything about you? Because as we just read, that not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to give an account. That everything that you deal with, and every thought that you have, and every thought that I have, is known by God. Every motive of our heart. We might do something good, but our motive could be impure. Could be out of jealousy, out of anger, out of bitterness, out of a competition. And so we might try and do, we might even come to the front and jump up and down and sing hallelujah, but really in our heart it's wrong. Who are we fooling? And so here on earth today, I can look good, but one day I'm going to stand before a judge who knows everything I've ever thought and ever did and ever will do. That's a fearful thought, but it's a good fear. To know that my God knows all things. Everything. Man, sometimes I think, man, if that person knew what I was thinking, they wouldn't be talking to me right now. If they really knew who I was, they wouldn't even be listening to me speak right now. Okay, that sounds pretty bad. But honestly, that our whole lives, we're transparent to someone. It's God. He knows us. Whether we try to be or not, we lay in bed at night and all of our things just poof and hit us all at once. Some of us just turn on music. We can't sleep unless we got music. Can't sleep unless we got TV on. Can't sleep unless we got noise. Can't sleep unless we got iPod in our head. Or some of us just can't sleep. Because everything just hits you because you've been running all day. Because there's just stuff that we all deal with. And we can walk out of our houses and say, yeah, Jesus is good and come in here and smile. But really, we're hurting. And there's things that we're dealing with. And there's things not only that you have done, but someone's done something to you. See, a lot of people talk about what you have done and the sins that you've committed. But I think there might be more hurting and condemnation towards ourselves because of what people have done to us. And so maybe you haven't, maybe it's something, maybe you didn't even do something that bad, but maybe somebody did something to you recently or years ago that you can't get over. And you want just one person to know. But then you can't let anybody know because it's humiliating. But God knows all things. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to be real with you. I think that we'd live differently if we understood that God knows all things. I think we'd live differently if we understood that God is with us at every moment. At every moment. At every wicked thought and every pure thought. At every wicked motive and at every pure motive, God is with us. And He knows us. You go to Psalms chapter 103. I think this might be my favorite psalm where I am in my life today, because I think it's just the most amazing passage. Psalm 103. I'm going to start reading it. I love it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Do we believe that? Do we believe that God heals? Not only do we believe that He forgives sins, but just as He forgives sins, He heals diseases. And we believe that God heals diseases, and that God wants to heal diseases, as does He want to forgive. It is just as easy for God to forgive you as it is for Him to heal you. Can we have faith for that? Can we be a ministry and people who call ourselves Christians who believe for healing today in the 21st century? Who forgives all your iniquities and who heals all your diseases. I love this. So He forgives, He heals, then it says, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses. He acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not, this is my favorite scripture, He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear Him. For He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those who remember His commandments to do them. The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you His angels, who excel in strength, who do His word, heeding the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all you His hosts, you ministers of His, who do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works, in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I think, who was here last week? Who was here last week? Who wasn't here last week? Say that. Okay, so a few of you weren't here last week. Last week, our pastor, our senior pastor, Josh Tanner, was here, and he spoke, and yay! And he spoke on living pretty much a genuine life. If you call yourself a Christian, then you should walk in the light. Correct me if I'm wrong. You weren't even here last week. Who was here? You were here. If you say you're in the light, then you should walk in the light. He got out of 1 John 1:5. If you say you're in the light, then you should walk in the light. If you say you're a believer, that you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you should live as He is your Savior. Amen? And so he talked about things, and I think there was altar ministry, and people came up, and there was things that happened, and awesome. And not just our actions, but God knows all things, including our motives and our thoughts. Now, if I stood before God today without Jesus, I'd be crushed. As a matter of fact, any of us stood before God. I don't even need to know you. I just know that all have sinned. And I just need to know that all are like dust. And I just know that we're worthless without Him. But He saw us that we were worthy enough to pursue because he loves us. He knows all things. Now, if we think about this, and I'm going to move on here in a minute, but I want you to get this. And I don't want, let's not excuse what's happening. Let's not excuse the, maybe some of us are uncomfortable. Maybe some of us know things about ourselves and we don't want to face it. But this is the good news. Is that in spite of all of our insecurities, in spite of all of our hurts, in spite of all the things that we think and the things that we do, in spite of all the motives and the wicked intentions of our heart, in spite of all that, God loves us. And I think that might be an overstated statement, but maybe not overstated. Maybe it's just stated without any value. You know what I mean? Like, God loves you. Well, what the heck does that mean? Because in spite of all of our junk, in spite of all of our problems, he loves us. But what does it mean? What does his love mean to us? I think it means this. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Is that not good news? I mean, is that not like the best news you've ever heard? This is my, and maybe it's just me, and maybe you got better reasons to praise God, but I know that when I come into a temple or when I wake up in the morning, my sole desire to praise God and to call on his name is because of that scripture. Because he has not counted my sins against me. He has not looked at me in anger, but he's looked at me in mercy and in love. That is good news to all people. There is not any, you cannot go too far from his mercy. Did I spit on you? You can't go too far. Now some of you think, well, that gives me an excuse to go live a life of sin. Well, I don't even think you're a Christian then. But he loves you. In spite of you wanting to run from him, he loves you. In spite of you wanting to do what you want to do, he loves you. And he will pursue you. Now, his forgiveness is not to those who just live a life they want to live. His forgiveness is those who have faith and believe in him. But you can say you have faith, but if you're not living the life, then you don't even have any faith. So he has forgiveness and mercy for those who fear him. We just read that. For those who fear him. For those who have faith in him. For those who trust him, for those who give their lives to him. His forgiveness is to those who have faith. But faith is accompanied with works, that you live it out. And if you fall short, what do? You repent. You get back up, and you go again. It's a very simple message tonight. But this is what I think. And not only think, I know that there's secret lives in here tonight. And maybe you're not living a whole secret life, but I guarantee there's secrets in your heart, in your mind. And the problem is you just don't want to face the reality. You don't want to face the truth. Jesus says in John 3, he goes, those who are living in the darkness, they don't come to the light for fear of their deeds being exposed. For fear of their hearts being exposed. And some of us, we've heard this type of message, oh, that God loves you and that he forgives you and that he wants to be with you. And then we come to the front and we get forgiveness. And then you think, tonight you're thinking, well, I've already done this. I've already repented. I went back and did it again. His mercy is still new today. And the problem is, you know, there's that song, Lord, Remember Your Promises. You guys ever heard that song? I don't even know the song. I don't know how the tune goes. But he talks about remember your promises. Remember your, what's that? Remember your mercy, right? I think God remembers his promises and his mercy. We forget his promises and his mercies every day. My problem is not that I need to remind God of his mercies and his promises. My problem is that when I wake up, I forget about God's promises and mercy because of my mind that just goes where it wants to go. Is Quillen? Okay. You guys can slowly start heading up there. I told you, did I tell you it'd be short tonight? I'll tell you that. I'm a component. I love God's mercy. I get excited when I hear about God's mercy. Would you tonight, would you do me a favor? Would you do yourself a favor? Would you face the reality tonight? Would you face what's really going on in your heart? And look, don't lose hope. Let me tell you something. There are ministries out there that tell you that if you pray this perfect prayer, that you're going to be set free and you're going to be good to go. And maybe you've prayed the perfect prayer and you've tried saying the right things and you've tried repenting and you've tried forgiving and you've tried releasing things of people and you've tried doing the things, but then you find out a week later you're still dealing with the same thing. And I'm telling you tonight that it's not about praying a perfect prayer. It's about repenting and then it's walking it out day by day by faith with other people walking in the light. It's about you understanding that you have issues and that I have issues and that I confess my faults one to another and that I am walking in the light day by day. I face the reality that God knows all things and that I am a sinner and that I have issues. But that's not the end of it. See, God doesn't just forgive us. This is the good news. He doesn't just forgive us. He equips us and he enables us to walk this life out wholly for him. He's not going to command us to be holy and then not enable us to. He's going to command us to be holy, but then he's going to give his Holy Spirit to us to enable us to walk a holy life. The whole purpose that Jesus died was to forgive you so that his Holy Spirit could come in you to enable you to live a new life for him, to live in purity. And when you do fall, he's there to give you mercy and to give you love and to forgive you. But our jobs, knowing who we are, knowing that we are like dust, like we're a flower in a field, that we are here today and we're gone tomorrow and we pass on, is that we work together and that we live a life with one another and we walk together in the light. When I say in the light, I mean in transparency. And this is one of the main reasons, this is probably one of the main reasons why we believe in our MyPods, in our small groups, is because we believe that you and I need each other, that we need to get in each other's business and sit down and talk about each other's stuff. And walk it out and live it out and pray with one another and be patient with one another and love one another even in spite of all their stuff. That maybe I could sit next to James Phillips and I could know everything that's going on in his heart and he could know everything that's going on in my heart, but I would love him in spite of that and he'd love me in spite of that. That is a godly relationship. And that's a relationship that God has called us to, and that is how we will live a pure life. And so you can tonight repent and ask for forgiveness and walk out of here and continue to do the same thing you've been doing, not walking in transparency, not going to find a mentor or somebody to disciple you or somebody to look up to or just a peer that you can be transparent with and talk about your stuff. And you will not go anywhere. You will be dead stuck right where you are because you're too proud to ask anybody for help. Or you can face the reality that you can't do it yourself, that I can't do it myself, that no leader from this pulpit or from this stadium, from any minister in the whole world can do it of themselves. The only way any of us can is by walking in the light, by walking in transparency. Amen. I am passionate about people pleasing God and living a holy life. I am passionate about people giving glory to God, not just by praising, coming here and singing songs,
but living a life of worship toward God. And some of us, we don't know how to worship God because we're so stuck in all the things we've done. And we wake up in the morning and the first thing we're dealing with, 15 things going on in our mind. Our mom said this to us and our brother and our friend said this to us. And so we're too caught up with all that junk. And so then we come to church and we think that our worship time's for 30 minutes and then we're going to listen to the preacher and go home and we're good. That's not a life of worship or adoration or an offering unto God. I hope you don't hear me trying to beat you. I'm trying to encourage you that this is the way that we do it, that we walk with one another. This is why we're always asking. All of our leaders are saying, are you one of my pod? Why are they always asking me one of my? Because we love you. Because we know that we need one another. We know that we have to confess our stuff to one another. Is this encouraging anybody? I think the worst news in the world is that I'm a horrible person. But the worst news in the world is accompanied with the best news in the world, which is God is a good God and He loves me. And our problem is not that God isn't loving us. Our problem is that God's loving us, but we don't know how to receive His love. Our problem is that God's loving us and that people are trying to love us, but we don't know how to receive their love or God's love. Man, His love is for us. His mercies are for us. He is on our side. This is a simple message, but I believe it's so important that we understand that when we hang out together, that we don't just go around and we don't just hang out and talk about surfacey stuff when we go see each other. When we go to each other's houses and we sit down and have coffee, we don't talk about surfacey stuff. And it's fine to talk about surfacey stuff. But the point is that if you have a relationship with somebody, you need to be open and transparent and broken before somebody. There is nothing in my heart that I have not shared with somebody. Everything in my heart, I can tell you this in confidence, is exposed before peers, some, people below me, and people above me. Even some unbelievers. Because I want to live a pure life. And I know the only way I can do it is if I humbly break myself before people and before God. And so we can have another night where we come and we repent. And we ask a leader to pray for us. And we feel the goosebumps. Or maybe we didn't feel the goosebumps. What the heck? Why does it matter? And we walk out of here and we deal with the same stuff. And then 3 months later, some other person comes up here and says the same thing. And I'm willing to do it. I'll do it till the day I die if maybe one person would get it and start living it. And that's what this ministry is about. This ministry is about you connecting with Jesus Christ and with other believers. And that you believe. Look. God does not just forgive you. He wants to enable you. You can become holy. Man, if you knew me last month, some of you heard me speak last month, if I'm telling you, I have changed. People say, why do you believe in God? I say, because I was like the devil. And I didn't do anything. I just read my Bible and I just sought Him and asked for counsel and I'm just a different person. Amen. This isn't a Thursday night responding to the pulpit altar time. You can do that and you can respond and receive grace and have people pray for you. I believe in that. Amen. If there's things you've done to one another or somebody's done to you or there's things that somebody's done to you outside of here and you need to talk to somebody, do it. But don't stop just tonight. Don't end it there. Do you hear? I'm kind of passionate about this. I can't yell because I don't got a voice. But I am passionate. James says he doesn't like it when I yell, so He's helping me, keep me accountable. I'm trying to just talk. Does this all make sense? Man. I don't want to just come here and talk to people and then leave. Because I believe in the Holy Spirit. He's the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit that makes us holy. If you have stuff you've been dealing with for 3 years maybe, maybe it's been your whole life, and you said, Gabriel, I've repented of it, and I've tried to get it out of me, but it just hasn't changed. I'm still the same person. It doesn't matter. He's still the Holy Spirit. He's still the one that sanctifies us, or in other words, makes us holy. He sets us aside from the world and from our selfish, carnal, deceitful, sinful, wicked desires. Do we believe in the Holy? Do we believe that He is alive tonight? Do we believe that He is living tonight? Do we believe that He is alive and active, and He's just waiting for somebody to draw into Him and to ask Him to do what you want to do in me? Man, because if we live like that, I promise you, you won't be the same a month from now. I promise you, you will live a different life 3 months from now. I promise you, you will be more holy tomorrow than you were today. But if you continue to live this life where you come and you repent and you try and get right by yourself, I promise you, you will be the same you are today as you will when you're 80 years old. But man, if you get with people and you confess your faults and you pray with people and you give your junk to God and you ask the Holy Spirit to do something you cannot do, you will not be the same. Would you stand with me? I want to encourage you tonight to feel free to do what you need to do. Man, you know, I got to be honest. Sometimes I wonder, I got to be honest. I really do. Can I be honest, Christina? Okay. I wonder, man, have we got the message yet? Have we understood how great His mercy is? Because I think if we did, we would praise differently. You know what I mean? Man, I think that if we got the message about how horrible we are and how great He is, and not only He's just coming alongside of us and He's just patting us on the back. That's not God. God doesn't just pat us on the back and say, it's okay, come on. No, He picks us up. And He carries us to new levels in Him of holiness and righteousness. But He only picks us up if we let Him. If we give up trying and we let Him carry us. That's the good news. That's the good news. So tonight, let's engage. I'm open if our leaders are here. If you need ministry, if you need someone to pray with, if you just need to confess something, if you want to find somebody to mentor you tonight, please come and find our leaders tonight. Come and grab them and say, I don't care if 5 months from now I am disowning you. I want you to pursue me. And I want to share my life with you. I need help. Okay? Let's pray tonight. Heavenly Father, come on. Let him reveal to you where you're at. Man, face the reality. Face where you're really... Come to grips with who you really are. Don't be afraid of it. But know that He is capable and able to overcome any circumstance, any situation that you're facing in your life. Trust and know that He is God. And that He is able. And that He is powerful. And that He can do things in you that you dream of. Oh Lord, tonight. God, we thank You for all the good news. God, it's not good news without the bad news. It's not good news without facing the reality. It's not good news until we come to grips with who we really are and what we really deal with. And God, if there is anything to shout about, if there's anything to clap and to dance and to sing about, God, it's about Your good news that You love us, that You don't count our transgressions or our sins against us, but You have mercy and pity on us. Lord, help us tonight to receive that.